Welcome to the Valleybrook Community Church Podcast, and thank you for joining us online today. You're about to hear a message from our 2025 Mission Sunday. To watch any of our previous messages or find all listening platforms, we encourage you to visit www.valleybrook.cc/on-demand. Enjoy!
Well, that was a breakdown of 25 years of missions, and you have all been intimately a part of it, because hopefully you know this, but if you don't, I'll remind you. Every time you support the ministry of Valleybrook, 10% of what you give goes to our missions. And so that's why we've been so effective in missions, because our church as a whole body has been supportive of that. Now, today is a special Sunday. As you know, we have missionaries from many different ministries and missions that are here today, and you're going to get to meet them after the service. But I want to introduce to you our speaker today, Pastor Joel Cruz. He is the executive director of Urban Alliance, which is a ministry that works to create opportunities for people to achieve lasting change in their lives through the work of churches in the greater Hartford community. Pastor Joel and his wife are also the senior pastors at the House of Praise and Worship in West Hartford. They have two children. Joel has a master's degree in theology and marriage counseling. He has served honorably in the United States Marine Corps. He has also served as a senior director of Catholic Charities and a member of the Hartford City Council, and has many other honors and distinguishing awards. So please give a warm welcome to Pastor Joel.
I would like to start, and I will be remiss if I didn't take a moment to thank Pastor Clark for entrusting me with the opportunity to share God's word on this Mission Sunday. Now, before I get into the message, I will share that I am here today wearing at least two hats of the many. And as Pastor Clark shared, the first one is as senior pastor of the House of Praise and Worship in West Hartford. I bring greetings from our church family. With me today is my dear brother and armor bearer, Angel Rivera, with his son Noah. While my wife has stayed back faithfully tending to our church home. Second hat I wear is as executive director of Urban Alliance. And for those who may not know, Urban Alliance is more than an organization. I will call it, it's a movement, it's a bridge. It's a movement of churches, leaders, and believers coming together to equip, resource, and serve, all to bring transformation in the name of Jesus Christ. And because this is Mission Sunday, I want to challenge you. Don't you just not hearing about opportunities, but to seek them out. Maybe today is the day you step into something greater. Maybe today is the day you realize God has already opened a door, just needs you to walk through it. Because if you hear me out, I'm telling you that God is moving, God is opening doors, and the only question is, would you step in? Now, I'm going to make you feel a little uncomfortable. At least from our church, we do this a lot, because I like call and response. That's the way we do it in our church. So it's okay if you scream out an amen. It's okay if you say, go ahead, Pastor. What I will say right now is that I will make you a little uncomfortable and say, just tell your neighbor, right? Would you step in? Tell somebody, left, right, to the back, in front of you. Maybe tell yourself, because maybe you need to tell yourself, would I step in? Don't worry, I'll keep you in this at least Hispanic movement of ours. My aim today is simple, to inspire and encourage us. Did you hear I said us, not just you? Because it has to inspire me as well. To fully embrace the mission that God has already set in motion. Did you catch that? I said the mission that God has already set in motion. Why? Because it's steering in your heart, in my heart, whether you felt it before or will soon, is part of his divine plan. But today isn't just about hearing a word of encouragement. It's about being moved into action, responding to the call he has already placed before us. And let me be clear, this call isn't just for the pastor or the missionaries or the church leaders. This call is for you. Yes, you. If you are a believer, if you're a follower of Christ, then you have a mission, you have a purpose, you have a responsibility to get involved, to serve, and to step into ministry in some way or the other. The title of today's message is not just for them, it's for us. And the Bible text I'll use is found in Luke 4, verses 18 and 21, where we see Jesus walk into the synagogue, pick up the scrolls of Isaiah, and declare his mission. And so it reads the following. The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Then verse 20 and 21. Then he rolled up the scrolls, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. He began by saying to them, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." First, let's ensure that we don't read this text with American lenses, but rather with Hebrew cultural lenses. Because if we look at the Bible with American lenses, we're going to miss out on the message. It's important to acknowledge that the Hebrew language is not just about words, but rather a language of action. Let me explain. In the Hebrew language, you can't just say something without an action following behind it. For example, John 3:16 tells us, and I'm paraphrasing, God loved the world so much that he gave his son. Did you see the words following action? In other words, John tells us that because God loves us, that was the word, he gave his son, that was the action. The same way, we will find evidence of words to action in the text we just read in Luke 4, verses 18 through 21. Jesus didn't just talk about what needed to be done. He didn't just announce what God was capable of doing. He declared it, and then he did it. And if Jesus, the Son of God, was called to serve and served, how much more are we? We live in a world where people are waiting to be served, as if we live in a permanent, all-inclusive hotel. We want convenience. We want things to be done for us. We want to receive, but are not always willing to give. But hear me out. Christianity is not about a bystander sport. This faith must be lived out. It's active. It expects participation. It requires something from us. A lot of times, the things that we love the most. Jesus himself said in Matthew 20:28, "The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve." You see, ministry is not about titles. It's not about positions. It's about serving. And serving doesn't just mean standing behind a pulpit. It happens in the background. It happens in unseen places. It happens in missions, maybe in outreach, discipleship, hospitality, prayer, media, administration, in your own neighborhood. When was the last time you at least said hello to your neighbor? That's serving. Serving, although done by the few, is the heartbeat of the kingdom of God. I served 8 years in the United States Marines. And there's a famous tagline we use, "The few, the proud." I bring that up because I believe the kingdom of heaven here on earth is similar. There are few, but the challenge is not just in being willing, but in being humble about it. Matthew 9, 37 and 38 records Jesus saying, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." The problem isn't that there's not enough work to do or that it isn't great enough. There aren't enough people stepping up. That's the real problem. There aren't enough people saying, "Yes, Lord, send me." Some of us sit back and wait for someone else to step up. But what if that someone else is you? Too often when God calls, we respond with justifications. And let me just say that at first when I wrote this part, I used the word excuse. But I felt, let me be a little nice, since I'm the invited guest. I don't want to say that you're coming out with an excuse. So I'm going to give you a more sophisticated word and just use the word justification. We think God made a mistake. We assume he overlooked something. We treat his call like a scam likely call. The things is that justifications are nothing new. Moses said he wasn't a good speaker. Jeremiah said he was too young. Gideon said he was the least in his family. And in our cases, a lot of times, we too join Moses, Jeremiah, and Gideon, or others, with our own justifications. Like, Lord, I don't have time. I don't know enough, or I'm not ready. And yet, God still called them, and he's calling you today. I like what my brother Angel says when it comes to delaying our response to God's call. Brother Angel loves to remind our church, delayed disobedience is still disobedient. Or delayed obedience is still disobedience. When we serve, when we step into ministry, when we get involved, we don't just change the lives of others. We too are changed. I remember a time when I hesitated to step into ministry. I thought I wasn't ready. I thought I wasn't good enough. I told God maybe later. Can you imagine I was stepping into a space where my father had been the pastor for the last 23 years, but had been in ministry as a pastor for 45. That's all I've known. That's all I've heard. I've heard my dad preach. I've heard my dad teach. I've seen my dad walk his faith. And now it's, you're the next one up. I'm like, I came out with every excuse, not justifications. I came out with every excuse I can come out with. I'm not this, I'm not that. Dad, the way you connect with people. I say my dad is like an unofficial mayor. He just has this love for people. He wants to shake and kiss. He wants to shake every hand and kiss every baby. And I wasn't built that way. I was built more of a, that's why I joined the military. Specifically the Marines, just this rigid, just want to be very specific about what I do. I love people, but I felt like I can love people from a distance. Not recognizing that Jesus never loved anybody from a distance. And can you imagine if he loved us from a distance? But guess what? God didn't wait for me to feel ready. He called me in my hesitation, and my life changed. I saw God move in ways I never expected. And if it wasn't because I was, perfect, it's because I was willing. Is anybody willing? Is anybody willing to be in the presence of the Lord? Not because you're equipped, but because he called you and you trust that his calling is real and that he will provide what you need. That you hear, I didn't say what you want, I said what you need. Amen. Jesus said in Luke 4:21, today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. He didn't just read it, he lived it. And now is our turn. Say with me, it's my turn. Let's say it again, because it's like it's reluctant. It's like I'm trying to pull it out of you. Let's say it's my turn. There you go. The Lord is hearing you, I hope you know. So now you have no justification because you said it and now it has to come to pass. So what are we waiting for? What's stopping us from stepping into what God has called us to do? Maybe you're called to missions. Maybe you're called to prayer ministry. Maybe you're called to outreach. Maybe your call isn't up front, but behind the scenes. In administration, youth ministry, media, hospitality, whatever it is, the time is now. Maybe it's to just say hi to your neighbor. I'll be the first to admit, I have one next door neighbor. I can't. Let me be very clear, because my left neighbor is my aunt and uncle. So I don't want them to hear this message and say, whoa, were you talking about us? No, no, no. I'm talking about the right-hand side, like this neighbor here. Let me just say, he's just not the nicest person in the world. I'll say good morning, and he'll look and keep walking. I'll wave, and he'll ignore the wave. And so I do have moments where I'm like, Lord, you've called me to be the light and the salt of the earth. There's times I feel like I'm losing that seasoning with this individual. But I don't want to lose that seasoning, because I'm Puerto Rican and we love sazon. We love a lot of flavor. And so I don't want to be known as a Puerto Rican who doesn't have flavor. So I have to push myself, because I recognize that my actions, my attitude is also part of serving. And so whether he greets me or not, whether he even acknowledges that I'm there, I am still going to say hello. I'm still going to wave my hand. Because someday, whatever accounts he gives, he's going to have to give that to the Lord. And I don't want to give him an excuse that my next door neighbor Puerto Rican guy is rude. We cannot wait for someone else to do what God is calling us to do. Stop looking to the other person. You're relying on the star rather than saying, you know what? The person on the bench is as valuable. I'm a basketball person. I love basketball. I love my Celtics. Sorry if you don't. That's okay. I love you too. And the one thing that I noticed when I knew, I just felt it. I'm like, we're going to make the championship, is when we were able to have a solid bench. We knew that when the stars were tired, JT could sit down and somebody else can come up. How about you? You might not be the star, but you're a star to God. And when that star gets tired, it is your turn, because we're part of the same team. Don't put it off another day. It's time to take action. It's time to step forward. It's time to say yes. Because in the kingdom of God, it's not just for them. I said in the title, it's for us as well. We have to. We have to answer the call. We have been called. When I joined the Marines, I could not just join and think, I hope I never have to go to war. Yes, of course, I didn't want to go to war. But within my second year in the Marines, 9/11 happened. Could you imagine if at that moment when the country really needed us, I would have said, after serving already 2 years in, I would have said, not me. That's why I joined. If we come to Christ, we come to Christ because there's actions that are needed. Again, the harvest is out there, but few of us who have been called. I want to close out in prayer, and I would invite the band to come up. I want us to bow our heads as I offer a prayer. And I wanted to be very intentional about what I pray for. I want us to take this time as I pray to just think about the areas where the Lord, you know he's called you. Maybe it's to bring dinner or lunch to the needy. Maybe it's to volunteer for something. Maybe it's just to speak a word of life to a coworker. I don't know what that is. And I don't intend to want to know. But the Lord does, because he's the one who called you. So as I prayed, in your own heart, I want you to put that what the Lord placed in your hands. And that he gives you the strength to not just say yes, but to take action, just like the Hebrew language inspires us to do. Lord, today we surrender to your call. Stir up a passion in our hearts to serve, to get involved, to be part of your mission. Remove hesitation, fear, and excuses. And give us the courage to be bold, like Isaiah when he made the statement, "Here I am, Lord, send me." We may not know how, we may not have the confidence, but we trust you. We trust that you don't just call the equipped, you equip the called. Transform our minds, soften our hearts, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Brothers and sisters, this is your time. This is our time. You've been called because it's not just for them. It's for us as well. Will you answer the call? God bless you.